This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Down. What a delightful idea that is. 7 after the hour here on the Good Day program. We're going to start something special in this hour of the program this week. Doing something different that's a focus on your health and well-being, how you spend your time, what in essence you do with the quality of the life you're living. And in doing this, my hope is to make your life better. So let me introduce you to some of my friends who are here in my corner. Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, is here. Kara Schillen, good. Well, Kara's actually at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Yeah, geez,
Victoria,
I am here.
Keelan. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Victoria Keelan, who I also I have great respect for Victoria, because she has come into the program bringing lots of great things that are very helpful to the program in the main. She's also very knowledgeable when it comes to technology. So, Greg, you and she can carry the mantle. I'll also have Rich McFadden here when we can find him. He's got strep throat right now, so he's not talking to anybody. But I want to get to the heart of some of the technology stories, how they're helping us, how they're influencing us, and then we can talk about whether there are certain companies that are going to go further or places to go to get things better. For example, Hulu announced that they're going to soon be offering live programming. And I think about the various services. Is this the same, and I would ask the two of you, as Amazon, as Netflix, and are there others that are going to be doing the same sort of thing? Are we all going down the same street? Like we have CBS, NBC, CBS, Fox. Is Hulu and Amazon and Netflix, are they sort of correspondingly the important players here, as I enumerated with the major networks? Can we draw that correlation?
You know, it's funny. My wife and I were watching something on TV last night on Amazon, and as we were kind of turning out the lights and grabbing the bowl of popcorn, and I said, you know, isn't it funny that we don't actually watch TV anymore? We watch the internet, and it was a pretty seamless transition for most people. I mean, it is a little more work to get from channel to channel. I think that amount of work will smooth out. You know, things like Apple TV or make it easier to get to see what you want to see instead of having to think, is that on Amazon or is that on Netflix? You shouldn't have to think about that given the power and the interconnections of the internet. But I think, you know, Hulu, Amazon, Netflix, Crackle, other networks like that, we as the viewers don't care where it airs. We just want to see what we want to see.
Interesting how my habits have changed. I'm not a big TV watcher, never have, because I just don't have the time. I would watch certain news programs when they used to be good news programs. Can't be bothered wasting my time watching that junk now. But every once in a while, a good show comes on. I have a Sunday night, a couple of shows that I like to watch are on regular network TV. It happens to be on CBS. The Good Wife, which went away in the last broadcast over the weekend, and then Madam Secretary. Those are good shows. I find Blue Bloods to be good shows. Some of the other things that are around that you can catch on other channels, but we've started binge watching, and the first thing that we binge watched was House of Cards. And I was introduced to the whole thing. I don't even have the capability to do it in my house. Meredith can do it in her house. I guess I could sign up for it easy enough. I'm getting a couple.
It's called paying for it, Doug.
Yeah, right. It's called paying for it. Yeah, thank you very much. But, you know, under the circumstances, I'm thinking what you did, and I'm guessing because Victoria has grown up on this, that it isn't strange. To me, watching television, because it is watching television, just watching it a different way, is it's weird. It's different. It's but you know
the only thing strange to me about regular TV is suffering through commercials. I just that's not in my universe really anymore. Right. So
without
if I do watch something,
you wouldn't have a job.
No, I know. Yeah. But yeah, so I don't. I'm not slamming commercials. It is just an adjustment.
Well, it is. So this is just one of many generational issues where at whatever point you were born and began to be plugged into media and this beyond the television to the phone, to the car. I mean, every generation has a different experience of what is normal, whereas for our generation, normal was normal for a very, very long time. There was ABC, NBC, CBS, and then along came, oh my gosh, the shocking thing called Turner, and then this other shocking thing called HBO, but those changes occurred over decades, not over months.
Yep. Here's a lady named Sarah Mitroff, who reported on the announcement that Hulu is going to offer this live programming.
If you've cut your cable cord but are still longing for live TV, you might soon be in luck. Hulu looks to be working on a new service that will stream network TV and cable shows, according to the Wall Street Journal. Sources say it will arrive in the beginning of 2017, with Disney and Fox close to signing a deal to add their shows. The service would cost somewhere around $40 per month, which is cheaper than most cable packages. And that price is on par with other internet streaming TV options like Dish Network's Sling TV and Sony's PlayStation View. With more people ditching cable, Hulu's smart to find a new way to serve TV up to the masses. The service already streams current season broadcast shows the day after they air, so it's not too much of a stretch to just start streaming live TV as it happens.
All right, so I'm going to, listening to that, I'm focused on Disney and these other companies that are so huge. They can control the dollars spent by people who go to the movies. Now they're going to do a lot. I mean, they have their own cable channels. They have their own regular channel. Here is something that just, you look at them and you see how influential they are, not only in our society, but the entire world. Here's a fellow from Front Page Tech talking about Disney's involvement in this Hulu plan.
We all know that Hulu, at least at this point, is fairly Netflix-y in terms of their business model. Well, it appears that at this point, Hulu is willing and thinking about jumping into the live-streaming internet TV type service. Expected to debut in 2017, I guess. We'll offer channels live-streaming, of course, like Fox, ABC, Disney Channel, ESPN, which I think are all owned by Disney, if I'm not mistaken, and also Disney owns a large part of Hulu. Also something we should probably note. And though a great majority of Hulu is owned by the Walt Disney Company, they're also jointly owned by Comcast, which, guys, by the way, is owned by NBC. Something interesting is that NBC will reportedly not be participating in this, so no NBC content will be offered. At least a live streaming form of the NBC content will not be offered on this new service from Hulu.
So, what do you make of that, Greg, Victoria?
Well, I think the fragmentation is a problem for the entertainment industry. The fact that there can be a hit show, but you can't see it.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's another show on another network or channel or pay station, and you can't see it. And I don't think it's reasonable that everyone is going to pay to see everything. And I think the group that is going to have to make the biggest adjustment to this is advertisers. They're going to have to make really difficult choices, or the entertainment industry, the TV side of the industry, is going to have to figure out a way to get rid of that fragmentation.
I think what we're going to see, and we talked about this last week, there was the newest episode of Modern Family had a realtor association had paid into that episode where one of the lead characters, Phil Dunphy, is a realtor, and the whole story revolves around that association, and they paid for that essential product placement. And I think we're going to start to see that in so many other ways. I hope some people are going to do it well, and other people are going to be very blatant about it, and I think that overall will affect the content.
And in fact, Saturday Night Live last week or the week before said that they're going to move towards a model like that where paid advertising actually becomes in part of the of the show, or using the talents and the skits of the talent.
So, you know, it was one of the quick example of a great way that this was done. One of my favorite shows, which is no longer on, was Cougar Town, and they had one of the first real product placement stories that tied in, and they had an entire episode where all the characters are in Target for the whole episode, and it was really well done. It was funny, but you can tell, you know, Target sponsored the whole episode. Yeah.
So does this move push Hulu ahead of Netflix and Amazon? What do you think?
I think they all have different models. I mean, between Netflix and Amazon, the business model is different. You know, Amazon is Earth's largest store, and Amazon Prime or Amazon Video or Originals is just part of the business model. It is the Netflix business model. Hulu has a bit of a different business model. It's, you know, there can be more than one huge winner here, just as ABC, NBC, and CBS were the same and different for years and years, and HBO and Showtime were the same but different for years. There's not going to be one dominant winner here. There's going to be a handful of winners, and they're all going to do things a little different and have their own claim to success.
Great.
I got rid of Netflix for a while, too, just because it got very stale, and it was less, the movie selection wasn't good, but now Netflix is back because their original programming, I think, like Kimmy Schmidt and things like that, have actually given them a really good resurgence. So it is interesting to see how it all is going to unfold more.
Victoria Keelan, Jimmy. Well, I was going to say Jimmy Smith. And Craig Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine. He's their technology editor. And we're talking about things that are going to influence your life if they haven't already here. Tech Talk time on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Worried Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 23 after the hour, it's Tech Talk on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Greg Stebbin from the Wall Street Journal. Maybe that's where you're destined to go. Maybe I got that psychically. You're going to the Wall Street Journal from
I'm open magazine? To all offers.
Really? All right.
He can
what
be
a call in. To, who is in charge? That's a Rupert Murdoch publication. We'll call him up and see.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, all right, you're welcome. And also Victoria Keelan, two technology experts. Now, I have a personal question. I'm looking for two state-of-the-art televisions. As long as we don't watch TV, but I need screens. And most of the people that I know are buying these screens, flat screens that you can hang on the wall. So I'm interested to get your recommendation, both of you, from your – what do you use and what do you recommend?
But you don't want to watch TV on it, or you want it for, like, Netflix?
Well, I want to be able to get anything on it. I have
– It'll be a smart TV.
I have the box. I just want the screen itself.
Okay.
Like, there are various kinds of screens, right? LG, T, and whoever makes
LED. LG.
Yes. That's it. Yeah. What do you have for a screen in your house, Greg?
Well, we have, I think this is a common experience for people if you have more than one TV in your house, is you buy one from Brand X, and then you keep buying Brand X because now you know how to use the interface or have a general familiarity with it. So we use Samsung TVs in the Stebbin household, not for any reason other than when we were shopping, we liked the picture. And I think that's, you know, one of the most important things when shopping for a TV is, you know, you can read all you want, but at the end of the day, take something on a thumb drive that's like what you watch, a football game or a movie, and watch it on the TV.
But what the equipment that you have, for example, I have Fios TV, so whatever I get, whether it would be pay for or regular commercial TV, cable TV, I'm going to see that on any kind, any number, any screen. I can see anything I want on any screen.
Right, but if you focus on what you tend to watch the most. Some people mostly watch sports. Some people mostly watch news. Some people mostly watch movies. Different screens
TV
will give
shows
you
and movies are
okay. TV shows, but take a movie that you really like.
like and watch it on some TVs when you're shopping. Because at the end of the day, you can spend hours reading about TVs and, oh, this screen has this refresh rate and this screen. But it doesn't, at the end of the day, all that really matters is which do you like?
Yeah. That's a great point.
Your eyes are more important than the specs.
Mostly priced the same way. They're all pretty much in the same price point.
Yeah, I mean, when you go shopping, you'll see X number of TVs in a certain range in a 50-inch size, a 60-inch size, an 80-inch size. I have, the first TV I bought was a Samsung because they had a blowout sale on Samsung. I didn't
What's
have any
What's the size of your screen?
I have a 45-inch TV and a 55-inch TV.
All right, what do you have?
And I'm in the middle. I'm actually kind of obsessed with my TV. I used to have a Samsung flat screen, and that was nice. Then when I moved into this apartment, I bought an LG. It's an LED TV, and it's a 3D TV, and it's actual real 3D. I have been so impressed with watching 3D movies on this TV. It comes with the cool glasses and everything, and I love this TV to death.
Really?
I'm sure you probably are familiar with the LG 3D TV.
Yeah, you see those in hotels now a lot. Meredith has them, I think, but hers, what I like when I'm watching, for example, you see House of Cards or any of these shows, it sort of goes from what seems to be film to video, like you're in and out of the picture. It comes in two different... do you know what I'm saying? It comes across in two different textures, if that's the way I can read it. Like a movie, and then sometimes like it's live. It's a live television show. So I find that to be interesting and appealing. All right, got some information to think about. Greg, thank you for being here with your expertise. As we continue, Victoria and I are going to talk about Twitter and what it told the government to do. Or what it may tell the government what to do. 28 past the hour, and good day.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Calling all hot rod enthusiasts. Come out to the 11th Nashville Nationals on May 13th through the 15th at the Nissan Stadium. On Friday and Sunday, have your chance to ride Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and their families faced with pediatric cancer. To learn more, visit hatcherfoundation.org/autocross.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
It's 34 at the hour of the Good Day program. I was just busy taking care of some business, and I was being spoken to by my cohorts, my colleagues, my friends, Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and they thought I was dismissing them because I wasn't paying close attention to them. But because of the distraction of all this technology around, which is what we're focused on the Good Day program now, each week at this time, we spend an hour, better part of an hour, talking about technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I, as the leader of the band, am trying to get focused because I need more help than you do when it comes to this sort of thing. So the fact that I had the, whether it's just plain foolish, okay, what can I do? I'm going to learn more. Audience going to learn more. Do I dare try this on my own? And I thought, yeah, let's go for it and see what happens. So there's a lot of information certainly there. A lot of things are happening. And so that's what our desire is here in this hour of the program. We'll take an hour a week to go through technology as it's changing, things that are influencing technology, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think one of the things going on right now is what's happened in Austin, Texas, where Uber and Lyft have been sort of in a legal battle with the city. There's an ordinance that was passed that would require fingerprint background checks of drivers, that sort of thing. So what both Uber and Lyft said was that if this thing took place, it would make it harder for part-time drivers to get on the road, for companies to keep up with rising consumer demand. It's burdensome and unnecessary. So they've devoted, both of them, Uber and Lyft, to try to kill this thing. They've spent a couple of years, about $8 million on a campaign, knocking on doors, calling homes, holding rallies. This has been a dispute that's gone on in L.A., Houston, and Miami as well. Part of the problem here is that Austin is a very fast city. Fast in many. It's not like the typical Texas city. It's a progressive city. It is appealing to people from all over the country. There are a couple of cities in Texas. San Antonio is kind of like that as well. So it has a different feel to it than do most of the other. And I'm not saying good or bad about the rest of Texas. I would, for one, not care to live in Texas, but that's because I don't like the humidity, and I like the rolling. If you go south of Dallas, about 80 miles to Stephenville and areas like that where there are great farms, beautiful country, but just for whatever the reason, I'm not a Texas guy. This is in a metropolitan area. These are problems that are developing because there is such a need for this kind of a service. Taxi cabs don't get it. Taxi drivers, taxi owners, all they want to do is fight with these guys instead of cleaning up their own act. If they had clean cabs, people could speak English, and they were service-oriented instead of just, which you get from most cab drivers still today. That's what I get when I get into a cab in New York or Los Angeles or any place else. I just stay away from them now. I got my Uber app, and I, as technologically unsung as I am, I've got a Samsung smartphone, got an Uber app, I know how to use it, and so I can get a car in 4 or 5 minutes, and that's what I want. I don't want any guff. I don't want to ride in a dirty, smelly car. I'm willing to pay a little bit more for it, but what I found out, Victoria, most of the time when I use Uber, it's the same, if not less, than getting in a cab. So,
and depending on where you are, that's exactly right. And like you said, there's a lifestyle upgrade that comes with Uber versus someone's, you know, podunk taxi company.
Right. Yep.
And you could take an hour for them to show up.
Right. So here's a I guess what we ought to do is get a little background to this. As a fellow named Ryan Beek, who works on a website called Newsy, here he is talking about the reason fingerprinting and background checks are so important.
Uber and Lyft are calling off rides in Austin, Texas, after fingerprinting alone has become an issue for the companies all over the country. In Uber's case, district attorneys in San Francisco and Los Angeles said last year they uncovered 25 drivers with criminal backgrounds. Uber has argued fingerprint-based background checks aren't necessarily more accurate, but there's another reason the company has been against the extra step. Both Uber and Lyft have struggled to classify their drivers as contractors instead of employees, a title that would be much more expensive given all the benefits, unemployment taxes, and more they'd likely have to pay. Some are arguing that asking someone to go through that extra background check would mean the company's exercising control over the person. In a broad sense, that's something legally reserved for employees, not contractors. Uber has said it will stop services in Austin starting Monday morning, though Lyft has softened its stance a bit. The company had previously said it would shut down, but is now saying it will pause operations on Monday.
All right,
that's
so
an interesting legal distinction that I never knew.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is an interesting distinction. Now, here's a tech reporter named Mike Dean, who is focusing here specifically on what went on in Austin.
Both Uber and Lyft got up and left when fingerprint background checks became a requirement. There was a number of incidences where some drivers did not snuck through the system, through Uber's background check system and committed a crime, sexual assault on a rider. And it turns out that that particular driver had a criminal history, and he shouldn't have made it through the system. So these are some of the concerns that are going on with the city and state local government. This is what they're grappling with, and they feel that, for the most part, that fingerprint background checks are, it should be, primary process in the vetting process.
All right, so Austin police last year had 27 reports of unwanted sexual contact in taxi cabs. And then I think there were a couple of others in what they describe as independent ride share. That's Lyft and that's Uber.
Mm-hmm. Well, 20 of them were Lyft and Uber rides, 20 of the 27 complaints.
Yeah. So what does that do for them? I mean, they certainly want not to have that reputation, but their business model doesn't make the full-time employee status of these people work. It doesn't. The company goes out of business. And that's what the taxi people are trying to get. They're trying to put Uber and Lyft out of business so they can go back to... You're never going to take the genies out of the bottle now. If it isn't Uber and it's not Lyft, it's going to be somebody else. There are all these young people coming along, understand how the software system works. And all this is a software program. They don't own anything. Uber owns nothing. Lyft owns nothing. Do you know that the value of the Uber, the business itself, valued over $5 billion around the world? Uber is worth $5 billion, and it's nothing but an office with software. That's all it is.
Yeah, there's like no overhead.
No, they don't have any cars. You know. They've got everybody. And that's why, and under the definition of the IRS code of contract workers, the people working for Uber are perfect. They fit like a glove into the definition of a contract worker. So it's perfectly legal what they're doing. If it's like anything else. If you're a football player, you decided to play in the NFL, you are acknowledging by doing that you're going to get your head beat in.
Right.
So I got no sympathy for you. If you're driving for Uber, you're expecting to get paid X number of dollars for each trip. That's it. You take care of all the rest of your business. You own the car. They don't. You have health insurance. They don't. You do whatever it is that you need to do, but they're paying you contractually like I would pay somebody, hire a truck to bring oil to my house. I'm paying them X number of dollars a gallon, like you're paying X number of dollars a mile for Uber to bring you to wherever you want to go. And the fact that these companies are getting away, I think it's outrageous, frankly, that the cities and towns think that they have to, or they can, in some cases, get away with it, change the definition of the IRS code to fit their own desire to play with the... I guess what amounts to the political value of the owners of the taxi cab companies, frankly. I think it's pretty outrageous. All right, in a moment, let's talk about what Twitter has said to the U.S. intelligence community. That's coming up next. It's Tech Talk on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Past the hour now. This is the Good Day Tech Talk Hour, and we have, with Victoria and Kara's expertise, an overview of things that hopefully make sense. Curiosities, like Twitter saying they're going to cut off all of the U.S. intelligence agencies from a service that sifts through the output of its social media postings. So there's tension, obviously, between the feds and operations like Twitter. This is being announced, I don't know if it's been publicly announced at all yet, confirmed, however, by an intelligence officer over this past weekend. The service sends out alerts of unfolding terror attacks, political unrest, other potentially important events. It's not directly provided by Twitter, but instead by Dataminer, which is a private company that mines public Twitter feeds for clients. They own, Twitter's got about 5% stake in this. So, how does this fly in the face of what we thought was going on with the government and its interface with these companies anyway, Victoria?
Like with Apple, you mean, with the FBI and Apple going back and forth?
Well, not, but more to the point, the NSA was told, wasn't there a Supreme Court ruling that said you can't have this information from any of these social media. So, you know, why are they still even in, why is this even still going on, is my question.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think with Twitter, I think Twitter's probably the last of the social media outputs that has been in the spotlight now. Apple and the FBI and the phone and the hacking into it and everything. And Twitter seems sort of innocuous in this regard, but apparently it's not.
Well,
so it's,
they've
it's
had a longstanding policy which barred third parties like Dataminer from selling its data to the government. They just said, no, you can't have it if it's for surveillance. You're not going to sell it to you. So that means that Facebook is left and Instagram and maybe some of the others. But if Twitter says no, that's a pretty powerful statement. And, okay, they can take you to court or try to take you to court. But what's that going to amount to?
Yeah, not a whole lot.
No, I wouldn't. My name is Minions. Can you imagine how many tweets there are every day? Oh. We're trying to mine through
every
that
second.
Stuff? Good God. All right, 15 minutes past the hour. This is Good Day.
right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
After the hour now, Tech Talk time, the Good Day program now devoting an hour a week at least to focusing. Every day we talk about technology, but there's so much of it up there, and I say up there.
In the cloud?
It's out, it's everywhere.
The cloud isn't actually a cloud in the sky.
No, it's not. Look over the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a cloud. Well, as a tribute sort of to our recognition of technology, we are new to Instagram, and the poll at DougStephan.com one of the days last week asked, who do you tend to follow on these various social media sites? I thought it was interesting that 30-some-odd percent said friends and family. Another 30-some-odd percent, Victoria, said two or more either celebrities, news and information sites, other sources. So when we look at our Instagram, it's Instagram.com/Good Day Show. Same as Facebook, because Facebook is owned, or Facebook owns Instagram. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter. So in terms of our communication, what do you find to be the most telling? Where do you get the most information about our listeners? And so if people want to share thoughts with us, how do they best do it?
Well, you can always tweet at us, and that's immediate. And then we're, you know, that's a constant throughout the day conversation, which I love. And Facebook as well. If people are on Facebook during the day, we're all available to be reached on Facebook, and you can comment and share your thoughts about the show. And, you know, we want to be even more interactive with the audience. So, and it's been great. We're, you know, now we've got our Instagram page. You can see behind the scenes pictures of how we do the show and where we do the show from. So, we're just building our entire social media presence, and it's going really well. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
All right. So that's how you make your way through what we're doing. Help yourself. There's lots of different things. You can find out more about the people that are actually enjoying with you the time that you spend here. In a moment, what do politics and Facebook have in common? We'll discuss that here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit the Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
All right, let's spend a minute, Victoria, talking about Facebook confirming that it will be at the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention. Why is that important for them? Why can you see them doing it? Is it because Zuckerberg is a little self-conscious because he's been critical of Trump? How do you see this playing out?
I think he has been critical of Trump, and I think that it's a good move for Facebook because he basically said online, when they look at their statistics, we're talking about, you know, looking at data behind the scenes, when they look at what people are engaged in the most and they look at posts that are political and how many people are engaged, either responding or sharing, and it's all political. So he figured, you know what, this is what our audience wants. This is where our audience is gravitating towards. So why not? So they're setting up social media lounges at the Republican National Convention, and they'll do the same at the Democratic Convention. So I think it's a good move.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
All right, so that has us all written all over it, if you will, and we're trying to give you as much of a broad depth of what's going on.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.